With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Officials say the devastation in southern Brazil is hard to comprehend following downpours every day of this week. At least 75 people are known to have died. Dozens more have been injured or missing. A government spokesman says 30,000 people are now homeless. More storms moving through the already saturated area of Houston, where flooding has led to the rescue of hundreds of people. National Weather Service forecaster Haley Adams says it's far from over.
We're seeing 1 to 3 inches of rain on average. We could have some isolated areas of 4 to 8 inches possible. And right now watching some storms riding along the I-10 corridor.
Also at SRNnews.com, another half dozen GOP states are challenging the Biden administration's new rules protecting LGBT students. Here's Greg Clugston with that story.
Six more states have joined a federal lawsuit led by Tennessee and West Virginia seeking to overturn the new policy. The states argue that the Biden administration's newly expanded campus sexual assault rules overstepped the president's authority. Under the new rules, the Title IX law will protect against discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Republican-led states involved in the suit argue that amounts to an illegal rewriting of the landmark legislation.
In Kansas, the Republican-controlled legislature has given the state's National Guard a mission to help Texas officials in their dispute with the Biden administration over border security. However, now, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly says that may not be the case at all because she is the Guard's commander. This is SRN News. Well, a new poll on religion and culture.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks respondents whether their religious beliefs are in conflict with the cultural norms of the U.S. White evangelical Protestants are the most likely to say yes. 66% feel their faith puts them at odds with the culture. 36% of white mainline Protestants agree, as do 35% of black Protestants and 37% of Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida's ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy now in effect. It bars abortions from the time an unborn child's heartbeat can be detected about 6 weeks into pregnancy. New ban has an exception for saving a woman's life, as well as cases of rape or incest. Pro-abortion forces are pinning their hopes on an amendment that would enshrine abortion within Florida's constitution. This is SRN News. A brand new city in California could soon be developed. Here's John Scott.
If Solano County elections officials agree, voters in the San Francisco Bay Area County will decide whether to allow urban development on land that's now zoned for agriculture. Voters would need to approve the change for the development to be built. Jan Sremick, who heads the company behind the campaign, proposes a development of houses and a walkable downtown area. Critics say he should build housing within existing cities. John Scott reporting.
Battle shaping up in Seattle. Boeing has locked out its private force of firefighters who protect its plants in the area and instead bringing in replacements. That after the latest round of negotiations with the firefighters union failed to deliver an agreement on wages. More details at SRNnews.com.